be 17.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 25 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Macker. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Senate Democrats will not provide the votes to pass the House-approved deal to fund the government. If a deal isn't struck, the government will shut down on Friday at midnight. President Trump threatening Russia, warning Russia could face devastating penalties if it doesn't agree to the ceasefire in Ukraine. The Kremlin says it's looking over the ceasefire agreement that Washington and Kyiv negotiated. Multiple arrests in Southern California over FEMA applications for relief funds following the deadly wildfires in January. U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally saying that the cases involve fraudulent claims for residences that were not damaged.
The false claims resulted in badly needed disaster relief being diverted to individuals that were not entitled to relief.
The all clear has been given at Loma Linda University Hospital in San Bernardino County, California, where earlier there was a report of a possible armed suspect. That incident now appearing to be a swatting call. This is ABC News. A federal judge has set an expedited schedule for Mahmoud Khalil, who was arrested by ICE over his participation in pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. Khalil's immigration hearing is March 27th. The company that makes the Roomba is warning investors that it has about a year to figure out its financial woes.
The warning comes after a difficult year for Roomba maker iRobot. At the beginning of 2024, a deal to have Amazon purchase the company fell through, which led to the iRobot CEO stepping down and about half of its workforce being laid off. Earlier this week, the company showed off some new robotic vacuums, but iRobot is facing increased competition in the space. That includes companies like Roborock, which recently showed off a robotic vacuum with an arm attachment for moving things out of its way. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
There's no slowing the housing market. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications rose more than 11% last week compared to the week before. Rates have dropped for six straight weeks now. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A mix of sun and high clouds and mild conditions today. A southeast wind around 3 to 10 miles per hour, and the actual high temperature 64. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low of 45. Friday 73 with stray sprinkles by midday, then a 50% chance of thunderstorms toward evening. Friday night thunderstorms, some of which could be strong. Mostly cloudy, a low of 48. Saturday temperatures falling from 53. With some rain that could turn to snow Saturday night into Sunday. Otherwise, Sunday, blustery and chilly, a high of 38. Monday, lots of sunshine and warmer and a high of 51. That's an update on weather for today. Our current reading after an earlier mark of 30, it's 25 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. As we start out today, the day is Thursday, March 13th, and it is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched. So gallantly streaming, and against red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
There's a bright light shining deep inside of me. There's a bright light shining deep inside of me. There's a new day coming. People, can't you see? Fire burning deep inside my soul. There's a sweet fire burning deep inside my soul. The seed is turning, a feeling start to grow.
Quite a crowd outside the WRCO window today. Daniel O'Donnell, and that is called Sweet Victory. Before that, our national anthem sung by Leanne Rimes. Hello, friends. Here we are together again. Today is Thursday, March 13th, and we have some good stuff to tell you about, and we'll be bringing you some notes on sports. It's a big basketball day today with boys and girls basketball. Girls hitting the state tournament level this afternoon, in fact, and details on the Badgers getting into the Big Ten tournament. So we'll check sports in about 10 minutes today as we get it going. Farm news and markets up at 5:30 today as well. And some story songs along the way.
A one, two, three, four.
Well, I busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Old Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rang. Lord, took us all the way to New Orleans.
For me and Bobby McGee.
across from the depot. On a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. Came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. Fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. With four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times.
Kenny Rogers on WRCO Radio and the story of Lucille. Well, she was a wild woman there for a little bit anyway. 5:16 the time on this Thursday morning, the 13th of March. A reminder, Richland Junior Bowlers will host a pizza buffet. That's from 4:30 until 7:30 tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Proceeds will benefit the Junior Bowler Scholarship Fund. Tech help is available coming up today from 2 until 4 at the Lone Rock Community Library. You can get assistance with your devices or computers. Walk-ins are welcome and there is no charge for this service. The monthly board meeting of the Family Thrift Shop will be held at Park Street Christian Church. That happens today starting at 1 o'clock. This is the Light in the Milk House Show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters in Spring Green.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, All of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Calling all farmers and gardeners. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, March 15th, as Project Seed Day returns to Richland Center. An initiative of the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse, Project Seed aims to support farm families with quality, responsibly priced seeds. From forage seed and conventional seed corn to Roundup Ready seed and Commander Alfalfa, there's something for everyone. The event will be held at St. Mary's Church and School from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to stock up on seeds and connect with fellow farmers. For more information, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or Steve Moore at 608-780-5460. Project Seed Day, supporting our community, one seed at a time.
520 The Time, an update on sports, is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament gets underway this afternoon in Green Bay. The first games will be Division III. Elk Mound and Xavier will play, and then Oosburg and Laconia. Tonight in the 6:35 session, the Prairie School plays Cuba City, and St. Mary Catholic takes on Durand, Arkansas as well. WIAA Boys Sectional Semifinal games will be played at various locations this evening, with the right to go on to play in the sectional final on Saturday. The number 18 Wisconsin Badgers play in the Big Ten tournament against the Northwestern Wildcats. Today's meeting will be the second of the season between the two teams. Wisconsin is 13-7 against the Big Ten, and Northwestern is 8-13 against the conference. Pregame time 12:30 today on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Last night at the NBA, Toronto 118, Philadelphia 105, Oklahoma City beat Boston 118-112, Atlanta 123, Charlotte 110, San Antonio beat Dallas 126-116, the Clippers over Miami 119-104, Houston 111, Phoenix 104, Memphis 122, Utah 115, Minnesota beat Denver 115-95, and New York 114-113 over Portland in overtime. From the NHL, Detroit 7-3 over Buffalo. After a shootout, Vancouver 4-3 over Calgary. Utah 3, Anaheim 2, and Seattle beat Montreal 5-4 in overtime. That's an update on sports.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. and Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
The aerobic polka is coming up. It's powered by Supps Gym. Let's work out today, okay?
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
All right, all you polka athletes, here we go. A one and a two and a three. There you go, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman. That was the Firehouse Polka. All right, 5:25 the time. Time for a cool down waltz. Here's Glenn Campbell.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. The photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up good life for me.
tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night has gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song.
Sons of the Pioneers. You know, I felt like that a couple of days when it was really windy, and I'm driving through the Spring Green area, and there's like corn stalks and corn husks blowing across the road, and thinking, yeah, waiting for a tumbleweed. I never saw one, but you never know. Anyway, we're headed toward 64 today with a mix of sun and high clouds. Southeast winds 3 to 10. For tonight, 45. And then tomorrow, everybody's been talking about it, 73, but it may rain on our parade. Spray sprinkles by midday, and then a 50% chance of thunderstorms toward the evening for tomorrow night. Some rain and some thunderstorms that could be strong. What? A low of 48 on Friday night. Right now, the air is calm, and we're at our overnight low. It's 25 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. The USDA is expected to roll out the first round of emergency commodity assistance program funds starting next week. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the Ohio Farm Bureau President's trip in Washington, D.C.
Brooke Appleton says the funding was allocated in the continuing resolution passed by Congress last December.
There to help agriculture producers obviously mitigate the impact of increased input costs and falling commodity prices.
She says the assistance will be based on planted and prevented plant acres for eligible commodities for the 2024 cropping year.
You've already submitted your 2024 acre report to FSA. They will be working on a pre-filled application that they will send to you that you can use as a starting point.
Appleton says farmers have until August 15th to sign up for the program. I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
A new study from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln shows the ethanol and co-products industry is contributing billions of dollars to the state's economy. Tim Meyer, associate professor of practice in the Department of Agricultural Economics, says the value of the state's ethanol production is nearly $7 billion annually.
It corroborates what we knew about the co-product markets. Those distillers' grains and corn oil is valuable. That provides kind of a natural hedge against low ethanol prices that are really directly influenced by gasoline prices.
He tells Brownfield it creates a stable market for farmers. A new grain facility on the Wisconsin-Minnesota border means new marketing opportunities for farmers. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Shortly after a merger that formed Alcivia Cooperative, farmers told the board they needed a way to sell grain to new markets and take a smaller basis hit on grain prices. President and CEO Jim Dell says their new Hagger City, Wisconsin grain drying and loading location along the Burlington Northern Santa Fe main line is about ready. Farmer and Winfield United agronomist Brent Wink from Glenwood City says area farmers needed another outlet for grain.
Obviously, when the river freezes up, you're not hauling grain. So for us, it's just a nice opportunity. We can haul year round.
The new facility already has 13 shuttle trains of corn sold in Texas and Mexico before bringing in the first bushel. Operations begin next month. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
A Wisconsin crop farmer says transportation issues have been one of his biggest concerns this year.
Living in west central Wisconsin, we're blessed to have the fifth coast of the nation with the Mississippi River.
Shane Goplin tells Brownfield infrastructure improvements are critically needed.
It's a huge undertaking. The locks and dams were made in 3 to 6 years, nearly 100 years ago, but now we're talking about Lock 25 taking 25 years to complete.
I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Another pretty slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was relatively quiet Wednesday. There was a handful of business reported in Kansas at $200 live, while the rest of cattle country was quiet. Asking prices are around $202 plus live in the south, but weren't established in the north. Look for significant trade volume to take place sometime before the end of the week. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers sold $4 to $8 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $10 to $15 higher. Calves under 500 pounds were $15 to $20 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. Improved weather conditions have helped boost demand for calves as grass begins to green up. Medium and large one feeder steers, 560 to 570 pounds, brought $346 to $382. Feeder steers 860 to 868 pounds brought $260 to $267. Medium and large one feeder heifers 503 to 549 pounds brought $307.50 to $340. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down a dime at $321.10. Select was 67 cents higher at $307.53. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move numbers and keep up with slaughter pace. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 66 cents with a weighted average of 91.64. The Iowa Minnesota closed 91 cents higher with a weighted average of 91.89, and the Western Corn Belt was up 90 cents with a weighted average of 91.88. Pork values closed lower, down $3 at $94.58. Bellies dropped sharply. They were down more than $13 on Wednesday. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 123,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up sharply ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with long-term concerns about demand lingering. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down, watching weather in South America. May beans were 10 and 3 quarters lower at $10.50 a penny, and July was down a dime at 10.15 and a half. May corn was 9.5 lower at 460 and 3 quarters. July was down 9.5 at 467 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply ahead of widespread direct business. April live is $1.85 higher at 201.40. June was up 162 at 197.87. April feeders are $3.02 higher at $280.72. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads, with April lean down 5 at 86.50 and May up 25 at 90.45. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The tremendous level of farm debt in the country today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Nearly half of the farm debt in the country is held by lenders overseen by the Farm Credit Administration, which includes the Farm Credit System and secondary market lender Farmer Mac. Board Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Hall sees this year as a challenging operating environment for farm borrowers.
When you look at input costs, while they have gone up, particularly if you talk about the grain sector, margins have gotten tighter. Returns in some cases are negative for some producers. Obviously, some of the federal support has gone out to help those things, but not having a farm bill leaves a little bit of uncertainty.
Hall says his organization has seen overall farm debt continue to rise.
The cost to service that debt has increased significantly. We've gone through really almost a decade of relatively low interest rates, whether you're buying a farm or its operating cost. Those have gone up considerably in a very short period of time, and not all producers have been able to adjust to that repayment capacity.
Hall got into ag lending back in the 1980s when the last big farm financial crisis occurred. He says his organization's role is to help prevent a repeat of the 80s. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Hi, everyone. This is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The USDA has trimmed its milk production projection for this year. Production is now seen at more than 226 billion pounds, a decline of 700 million from February due to a lower per cow output. The average all milk price is estimated at $21.60 per hundredweight, a dollar below last month, with lower fat and skim basis exports and nearly unchanged domestic use. Class 3 prices are pegged at $17.95 per hundredweight, down $1.15 on cheese and whey price weakness, with Class 4 expected to average $18.80, a decline of 90 cents due to reductions for butter and non-fat dry milk prices. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says export volumes hit a new monthly high, with nearly all major product categories seeing increased shipments in January. U.S. dairy shipments were up nearly 0.5%, while values jumped 20% to $714 million. Shipments of cheese were up 22% on the year and hit a shipping record high for the month. The Export Council says every month since last July has set a new monthly cheese export record. Mexico was the top importer, increasing exports by just 1% from the prior year. Total butterfat sales were up 114% above last year and represented the largest volume in butterfat sold in any month since 2014. Cash dairy prices closed mostly higher on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, supported somewhat by outlooks for better feed prices Wednesday. Dry whey was unchanged at 48 cents, blacks up 5.5 cents at $1.72.5, barrels up 2.5 cents at $1.67, butter up a penny at $2.34, and non-fed dry milk unchanged at $1.16 per hundredweight. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
Hey there, this is Albert Sodi from Escanaba in the Moonlight. I just want to make sure you fudgesuckers all know that we're only doing this show one weekend. That's it. Right, boys?
You
That's
betcha.
Right,
but yes, you only one weekend?
Huh? What?
The Jimmer wants to know why it's only one weekend.
Oh, geez, I'm crumps. All the fault of that producer guy, don't you know? Just didn't think it out. He's so dumb, he taught Meow Mix was a music CD for cats.
Well, he's so dumb, he tried to climb Mountain Dew.
He's so dumb, he asked me how to spell TV.
Now. I'm sure his intentions were good. It's just that he's so dumb, he took a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Which weekend is it again, Wolf Moon Dance?
It's only on Friday and Saturday, March 14th and 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
And we gotta tell everybody that there's no advance ticket sales. They're all just $10 at the door.
Holy wah!
Well, he did pick a good cast.
Today's high 64 with a mix of sun and high clouds and mild conditions. Southeast winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low of 45. Friday 73 with stray sprinkles by midday. Then a 50% chance of showers toward Friday night. Looks like Saturday will be 53 and then rain could mix with some snow Saturday night as those temperatures fall. Right now we're at our overnight low. It is 25 degrees. Ladies here in Richland Center. Thank you so much for joining us. The Old Light and the Milk House Show rolling on towards 6 as you roll out today. Here's Eddie Arnold.
So it's raining again, and the wind's up in a roar. I've been swept through the streets to be washed up at your door. But you're with him, I know, so I'll call back later on. Why do I need you so? But for love I'd be gone, with my back to the wind. I'm wondering what it is about you that makes it so hard to stay, and harder yet to live without you. So I look all around, but there's nothing here for me. Like a prisoner I'm bound, but for you I'd be free. But for you I'd be all a jet leaving today, or a place in the sun. Comes down, and the chilly winds keep blowing round these cold, empty streets. I'm wondering what keeps me going. So I say to myself, why do you linger on?
To a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers, moving on from the TV show of the same name that was out during the CB craze. And one of the characters in the show was Sonny Pruitt. And among the CB slang at the time and some of the lines they used, do it like Pruitt, which was a tribute to the show, the character who was a big rig truck driver back in the day. There you go, a little TV truck driving trivia as we head toward weather time today in our 57 Chevrolet.
Come and look at this old faded photograph. Honey, tell me what it brings to mind. It's a picture of that 57 Chevrolet. I wish that we could ride it one more time. I still get excited when I think about it. The driving picture shows you took me to. But I don't recall a lot about the movie stars. Mostly that old Chevrolet.
Joe Spears on the Milk House Show from WRCO for a Thursday.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Guests will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or three for $50. Don't miss this chance to honor Irish heritage with great food and community fun. For tickets and information, call 608-929-7490. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Unseasonably warm air will be with us for a couple days at the warmest temperatures tomorrow, but also a storm system approaching from the southwest will likely bring some very active weather to the middle of the country Friday into Friday night. Right now, there's a level 2 slight risk of severe storms over southwest Wisconsin tomorrow evening. High winds and hail are possible. The chance is up to level 3 enhanced risk as you get south of Wisconsin, where they could actually have some tornadoes later tomorrow. The system could bring us about a quarter to a half inch of rain Friday evening into Saturday. Then Sunday, some much colder temperatures are in place, gusty winds as well. Things will be fairly nice early next week before the next weather system slides in Tuesday night and Wednesday. Could bring us some mixed precipitation, so certainly stay tuned for updates. Today, though, look for a mix of sun and high clouds, temperature topping out near 64, southeast wind at 3 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-40s, and tomorrow the clouds fill in rather breezy with a high of 73. Stray sprinkles possible by midday, then a 50% chance of thunderstorms toward evening. The wind southeast around 20 miles an hour. Friday night, thunderstorms in the evening. Some could be on the strong side, otherwise mostly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Intermittent light rain showers are likely, and temperatures topping out around 53 in the morning and then falling. Saturday night, light rain turning to a few snow showers, low 24. Sunday may be a flurry early, otherwise blustery and chilly, partial clearing later in the day, high in the upper 30s. Monday, lots of sunshine and warmer, low 23, high 51. And Tuesday, Tuesday brings partly cloudy skies, high of 60, with some rain coming in at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 25 degrees. Yesterday's high was 59. The record high, 70 in 2007. Record low, 15 below zero, 1956. Last year's high was 68 and the low, 31. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time, 7:16 for this morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer at 30.03. No precipitation today. Afternoon. Earlier reading of 30, we have skies that are partly cloudy, and it is 25.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 6 from ABC News is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.